Hello and welcome to the Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture. I'm your host, Dan Lemke. After many months of difficult economics, the nation's pork industry is experiencing some more favorable conditions. Demand for pork products is on the rise globally and domestically. Dr. David Newman is the Senior Vice President of Market Growth for the National Pork Board. He joins us Field Talk podcast to highlight some of the bright spots for the industry.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we continue to see exports just really driving us in a really positive direction. Year on year, we're up about 10% right now. So when we think about that, export value, at the value has increased about 4% from February. So that value is just over $60 a head. So it continues to be a driving force for volume and value. You know, if we look at exports this year, 29.5%. So the big winners in this market coming off of a record year, Mexico continues to be the big hitter. When we think about what's happening in the marketplace, they're at the forefront right now. But also Central America, Colombia, Chile, El Salvador, the Caribbean, just as examples, those continue to be really impressive from a demand standpoint. Also markets like South Korea, Australia, exports are just really carrying a strong position right now.
What are you seeing now as far as the domestic use and domestic demand?
Right. Well, and that's one of the key points I think that's very important right now is that exports have continued to be a really strong backbone for this industry at around 30% of the market. And especially if we think about items like offal, right, variety meats, those type of things into key markets, that drives a lot of value for producers. But we need to keep in mind, domestically, we're consuming about 70% of our production. So it has been all hands on deck in the 10 months that I've been at the National Pork Board now in this role for market growth. The words of the day are domestic demand and developing domestic demand creation. So since you've talked last, we have really put our foot on the pedal there, accelerating the efforts that we're doing, including here for the remainder of the year, we're going to set in on launching a new umbrella campaign focused on pork, because as we continue to define and refine who the customer of the future is in this business domestically, we have got more data today than we've ever had before, and we're getting ready to turn those insights into action.
Coming up into the summer, it's often grilling season. What kind of a factor is that?
Right. Well, grilling season is tremendously important for the protein business and especially for the pork industry. So this is a fantastic time of year where we typically see demand take an uptick. We're seeing that right now versus where we were 6 months ago today. The industry is certainly in a much better position. We're seeing some really positive positions out here in the market. If you're looking at the hog market going through the summer months, that is a reflection of demand and some demand improvement. So we're starting to see some positive efforts that are coming into play there, not only grilling season, but also just, again, as we think about the work that we're doing right now in human nutrition, the work we're doing around strategically focusing on customers like the multicultural audience that we're focused on with Hispanic, with African Americans as examples, we are finding that whenever we put increased efforts in those areas, we're winning in both driving the amount of volume there and also driving dollars into the industry.
You had mentioned you have more data about consumers and customers than ever before. Is that kind of what's supporting the efforts towards targeting those, you know, specific audiences that maybe haven't been priorities before?
Yeah, that's a great question. So whenever we talk about our data and insights efforts at the National Pork Board, the way we sit today is our board of directors, on behalf of the 60,000 pork producers that they represent and we work for, have really put a strong commitment towards a data and insights engine here at National Pork Board, meaning we have as much data today as we have ever had since the creation of the checkoff program. So we're taking that data and really refining down our customers and understanding what's important to our customers. We recently have launched a completed segmentation study that segments out by generation and even by type of consumer who the future consumers of pork will be, because as the boomers continue to age, the baby boomer generation continues to age, it's going to be millennials and Gen Z who have the purchasing power in this country. And within the millennial Gen Zs are going to be multicultural populations as an example. So being able to refine and target who our consumer is critically important. Instead of taking a shotgun approach to the market and trying to go out here and be all things to all people, we're rather tactically going after who we know the future consumer of pork is going to be. And we're seeing positive results as a reflection of being able to hone in on the target audience.
So in reaching out to these diverse communities, it makes sense because many of these cultures are used to serving pork.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, very culturally relevant. And when you think about populations, for example, in the Hispanic market, the work that we're doing in the multicultural market there, one of the campaigns that's very successful is called Ponle Pork, which literally translates into add pork. And thinking about it in dishes that are also culturally relevant to that audience. But the reality of the situation, Dan, is that consumers have more choices today than they've ever had. They have more choices on other proteins. They have choices on other ingredients. And so as that trend continues to evolve, our role is really to make sure that we keep pork top of mind and that we make pork relevant in their decision set. Because they do have options to go other places, we want to remind them that pork is, first off, delicious. Second, it is nutritious. And third, it is affordable. And doing that really helps us position the long-term play on behalf of producers so that we can improve and maintain demand. And hopefully, my efforts at the Pork Board and my role is that we try to take some of the valleys out of this roller coaster ride that we see on demand and value. Our goal is to try to keep it top of mind with consumers and take a little bit of fluctuation out of that market.
So increasing the demand both at home and abroad is really pretty key to producer profitability, isn't it?
Well, that's right. Profitability matters. The margin needs to exist for our producers. The margin needs to exist for the retailers and food service companies that are out there, and the margin needs to exist for consumers. So we work with retailers every day, food service companies every day, packer processors every day, but ultimately the producers that we represent, they need to know and have confidence that there is a team of people out here that is working on their behalf to improve their producer margins. And that's really important to me. It's really important to our team. And I do believe that the long-term position for pork is very, very positive. So I'm not going to take credit for the recent upswing in the market by any means. I'm thankful that our producers are seeing profitable margins. We want to help them keep it there. And the way we keep it there is by driving consumer pull through. We've got to be able to pull enough product into the market, both domestically and internationally, that demand level stays high and therefore will translate into higher prices for hogs coming off of the farm.
So what types of things can we expect to see in the future?
Keep an eye out as we move through the rest of the year and into 2025. It'll be here before we know it, because as we start to launch our new large-scale consumer-facing campaign, I think it's going to be a very exciting time for producers, and just thankful to be a part of that and to be helping represent the hard work and dedication of America's pork producers.
Thanks for joining us. Find other podcasts at linderfarmnetwork.com and get the latest farm news and market information daily from your local LFN affiliate.